Anna McLeod is a visual artist and independent researcher based in Ireland. She does textiles, writing, and social action. Her work mediates complex ideas associated with readings of place. She employs quasi-scientific methods, interdisciplinary collaboration, performance, and socially engaged activism to critique contemporary landscapes and build metaphoric spaces for reimagining the future. Thanks so much for speaking to Katie and Kay, Anna.
Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Please start by telling us about your water conservation projects. You've been at this for quite some time.
I have. For over 10 years, I've been focusing my practice primarily on water issues around the globe. I started with a project in Ireland which looked at rainwater harvesting and simple cleaning systems to provide water as a social fountain in a street in Ireland so that people could recharge their water bottles, thus saving on plastics, and also highlighting the idea that, you know, buying bottled water is really quite wasteful in terms of earth resources. So I went on from that looking at post-colonial countries of the British colonies, India, West Africa, Ghana in particular, Canada and United States, Australia, India. And I've been looking at these countries in terms of, you know, do they have the same water issues globally as we have in Ireland? And so that was my starting point. And so some 10 years on, I'm still exploring these themes through land management, water management, threats by industry to the water supply, domestic and industrial water, and agricultural water specifically.
And how does where you're from impact this focus on activism and art around water?
Well, we've had, for the last 5 years, we had quite a fight on our hands in my area. I live in the northwest of Ireland, and it was proposed that a Canadian company would come in and frack the landscape there for, it's a shale landscape. This is in a northwest of Ireland where it's quite a, you know, it's a cave system, and it's where the sources of the major river of Ireland, which is the Shannon, rises up from underneath the limestone mountains. And therefore, we were very concerned in our area that fracking might damage the water supply. We have a very visceral and cultural association with water in Ireland. We have a lot of it. It rains a lot. So we're very lucky that way. Mm-hmm. And we also have a lot of spring wells through which communities gather water. There are also social spaces to do with religion and sacred spaces. We have a lot of holy wells in the region. So people were very exercised against the idea of any contaminant coming in. It really coalesced a lot of people, like people who would not normally be on the same page or the same political side of politics, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But they all gathered together around the one issue of water potentially being contaminated by this fracturing process, which, as you know, uses a lot of water itself and creates a lot of wastewater. So there was issues of the usage of water, and also then the disposal of the wastewater. Where was that going to go? And these questions were never really answered satisfactorily. So that was the start of a big campaign. And, you know, on the foot of that and many other contestations to fracking, it was banned in Ireland last year.
Well, and it's, of course, a huge story in Colorado. How long are you here on Colorado's Western Slope?
Well, I've been here for 1 month, about 6 weeks now. I'm here to the end of August until after we've had our symposium, it's Inspired Art at Work Symposium, which takes place on the 24th to 26th. So, and then I'll be here for a few days after that. It's been a really wonderful time. It's been very hot. Mm-hmm. I'm not used to this heat.
Well, talk about why you're excited to be part of Inspired Art at Work and how this came about for you to be involved.
Well, a number of my friends, I've done quite a few socially engaged projects in the United States before, but the most recent one was last year at Santa Fe Art Institute. I did a water rights residency for 3 months last year.
Nice.
And I was looking at particularly plutonium and uranium contamination around the Los Alamos site and also the Grants Mining Belt, and the impact on water bodies there, particularly with indigenous communities. And so I've already, you know, in your neighbouring state, been looking at, you know, I suppose what you would say would be human rights issues associated with industrial processes impacting on water for communities.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was alerted to the idea of this project coming up, which again was I could see water would be a major feature. I didn't know I was going to be coming into a drought situation specifically, but I seem to have arrived in the middle of quite a serious drought, and I've been observing what's happening as a result of a very low snowpack last year, last
right.
winter, and as a result of that, it seems that you know there's a lot of pressure on water. I'm hearing that on some of the mesas now, people are been carrying water for their gardens and vegetables and farms, and you know it's obviously a situation due to climate change. It's going to get worse as time goes on.
Right, and the problem with the word drought is that it suggests this is something short-term that's going to end and we'll go back to normal. And I know a lot of people in the scientific community are concerned that this is not something that may get better again. And we certainly hope it will, but hope isn't really getting the job done right now. Talk about, for people who attend Inspired Art at Work in Paonia, this big symposium, August 24th to the 26th, what can folks attending expect to see from you?
Well, they will be seeing all the projects by the four artists. In fact, there's a team of two artists, so there's five artists all involved in this project. So they'll be seeing the results of our investigations, research, and outcomes for our work. Some of it will involve short video pieces, some of it's sculptural work, some of it's, in my case, I've made a banner, which I hope to give to the local school, the public school, and it's about rainwater harvesting systems. It says harvest the rain, and I'm hoping that this will be a sort of teaching tool for problem-based learning around how to build resilience in communities around water, because as we know, climate change is upon us. What it means is uncertainty. There's no actual definite outcomes for climate change. All we know is it's going to get hotter over time,
mm-hmm.
And that will impact on water provision. And I've discovered, I've been here, that there is a new law allowing for rainwater harvesting in Colorado. And I
finally
think, you know, I don't see a huge amount of uptake on that yet, and I'm hoping that some of my projects, I've done one, I've designed some murals for the town, which I hope will get painted on walls after I've left, but I'll be leaving the designs here for people.
Cool.
The banner, and then I did a short performance piece on the streets of Paonia a couple of days ago. So this body of work sort of discusses the idea of rainwater harvesting, water conservation in the future, and also building resilience about water provision for communities, whether it be domestic or agricultural uses.
Talking to Irish artist and researcher Anna McLeod, and of the artists participating in this symposium, and as well as the participants, are being asked to answer some questions. And what, Anna, is your relationship to the land? That's part of the overarching theme of trying to get at this question. What is your relationship to the land?
With land in general, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of the part of the tagline of this event is getting people to dialogue on this, right?
Yeah. Well, what I'm specifically interested in is, you know, I live in a small border town. Is the population is exactly the size of Paonia.
Oh, wow.
An agricultural. Yeah, I know. Manor Hamilton, County Leitrim, is the same size. It's an agricultural town, specifically around cattle and sheep, small farms, struggling farms, and we're also 6 miles from the Irish border with Northern Ireland. So it's quite a contested space in terms of landscape. And I'm interested in contested spaces and how land is viewed, you know, in different ways by different constituents of communities. There are often very competing sets of ideals around how land and land resources or the resources contained with land are used. And so I'm interested in that in a local sense and in a global sense, in the greater global sense, because we're all really connected. And what impacts environmentally or climate-wise on one region has a knock-on effect on another. So this is my overall interest in land and landscape and how humans leave their traces on the land. In the case of Paeonia, I've discovered that, you know, there are competing sets of values and interests around a further industrialization of the landscape as opposed to keeping it as it is. And I think, you know, some members of the community seem, you know, to think that, you know, because it's an ailing economy here, that it will bring in jobs, unsustainable jobs, and others say it won't and it's too much of a threat to the water. So, you know, already, you know, there's a competing set of values here, and I'm kind of interested in trying to transverse those by talking to as many people as I can who are willing to talk to me about what their visions for the future are.
Well, and the other question that this symposium is asking artists and participants, how can we create a resilient economy that's good for the people and the land? I wonder, from the experience in Ireland of banning fracking, is there any evidence that the Irish economy has suffered because of this? I mean, it seems like that's always the biggest argument for plunder, is that we need the money. I haven't heard of any huge economic downturn in Ireland since that decision.
No. Well, our biggest economic downturn was in 2008 with the collapse of the currency in the Eurozone, and that was to do with property. So, the biggest argument that was made against fracking was the potential environmental damage, specifically to the major river, the River Shannon, mm-hmm. that provides water for the whole of the West of Ireland and also the Midlands, and also because Dublin is running out of water. Dublin is our capital city, mm-hmm. and it's, you know, the population is growing there, and so there's pressure on water resources, and there's a new plan to take water from the Shannon all the way across the country for Dublin to a new reservoir. So, you know, the Irish government put on threats to the nation. They put water security up high on threats to the nation in a recent review, and I think, you know, one just can't mess around with one's water, you know, particularly in Ireland as an island. Where else would we get the water, sure, if it was to go and get contaminated? So it's too big a risk. The other issue was, what kind of jobs were there going to be? And it turned out, on close analysis, after the erection of the stands for the drilling for fracking, you know, there isn't a huge amount of jobs left for the local community. You know, there's truck drivers and disposal units and monitoring, but most of the engineers were going to be coming in through Tamboran from Canada, so that wasn't going to provide stable jobs for the community. And it turned out that the jobs that would be available were going to be sort of not really very sustainable and low income jobs, really. And so on balance, it was deemed that wasn't really worth it. You know, and where was the gas going to go? Well, it was going to be used in Ireland, but this wasn't specifically going to help with the local economy of North Leitrim. And the problem there also was, you know, there would be a boom and bust economy. So while the stands were there, you know, Manor Hamilton, which was the closest or biggest town to where the fracking was going to take place, schools might grow and there might be some influx of short-term residents. But was that really sustainable, and would they be long-term? So on average, it was deemed that the risk to the community was just too big for the short-term economic benefit.
Well, I think we're going to have to leave it there in terms of time. Anna McLeod, it's so exciting to talk to you, and it's going to be a really exciting event, the Inspired Art at Work Symposium, August 24th to the 26th in Paeonia. For people who want to check out your work, Anna, how do people find you on the web?
Well, my website is annamcleod.com, and specifically the water projects or water conversations. You'll find it on the website. And it's been a great privilege to be here in Paeonia, and I have to thank Elsewhere Studios for hosting my visit here. And I really do hope people will come to the symposium, because it's going to be really, really fascinating.
Hey, thank you so much for speaking to Katie and Kay.
Thank you, Gavin. Bye-bye.